Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The Defenders taking on the Northwestern Red Raiders in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this evening. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt Gym on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa. A mid-November matchup, a pre-Thanksgiving Day matchup between these two teams, the Dort University Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Whenever these two teams meet, two schools meet, it seems like you end up with some great battles, and tonight I anticipate nothing less. The Dort women taking a 7-1 overall record into today's contest, 1-1 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play, taking on a Northwestern team that is 2-0 and 6-0. Let's take a closer look at this Northwestern team, first of all, a team that is rated in the preseason ratings at number 11. They're off to that 6-0 start. They have conference wins over Mount Marty and the College of St. Mary. Raiders are averaging 91.5 points per game. They allow 61.2 points per contest. Northwestern also out rebounds teams 39.2 to 31.8. They're converting 45.8% of their shots. Northwestern relies heavily on the three-point shot, where it has made 75 of 193 attempts for a 38.9% success rate. Sammy Bloom is converting 16 points per game, makes 51.6% of her field goals. Alexis Turing is good for 13 points per game with a 6.2 rebound average. Bree Skideman is good for 10.7 points per outing. Devin Campbell and Emily Danner score 10.3 and 10.2 points per game, respectively. Taylor Vanderveld is the second leading rebounder with 6 per game, and she leads the team with nearly 5 assists per contest. Bloom, Skideman, and Danner all have 14 made 3-point baskets this season through six games played. The Defender women are 7-1. They started the year 7-0, stumbled against Morningside, had some chances against the Mustangs, and end up losing by 3 on Saturday. Erica Feenstra scoring 22.8 points per game and has made 69.4% of her field goal attempts. Feenstra also grabs 5.9 rebounds and has 8 steals. She's attempted a team-high 57 free throws and has made 43. Rachel Evavold scores 10 points per game. She is grabbing 5 rebounds. Carly Gustafson is at 9.1 points per game. She is a 65.4% field goal shooter, and she's the leading rebounder with a 6.8 average. Gabby Karakas has 7.9 points per game and 4 rebounds. Bailey Beckman adds 7.8 points per game. Karakas leads the team with 18 steals. Peyton Harmson has 17. Harmson is the leading 3-point threat. She's made 16 while converting 31.4% of her long tries. In the most recent outing for these two teams, they both played on Saturday. The Defenders faced Morningside and lost 81-78. Feenstra had 27 points, converting 8 of 12 field goals and 11 of 14 free throws. She also had 10 rebounds. Evavold had 16 points and 11 rebounds in the losing effort. Gustafson had 12 points and 12 rebounds. All totaled, those three players combined for 3 double-doubles. Dort had a 51-33 rebounding edge, but that was hindered by 26 total turnovers. The Red Raiders beat the College of St. Mary on the 16th, 83-70. Northwestern was up 23-16 after one quarter, 42-28 at halftime. Lead was 63-55 after the third quarter before the Raiders put it away with a 20-15 fourth quarter advantage. Campbell had 16 points and 5 rebounds for Northwestern. Bloom added 14 points. Vanderveld contributed 12 and had 5 assists. Turing added 10 points and 9 rebounds. The Flames converted 50% of their field goals, but were hindered by 24 turnovers and allowed 11 offensive rebounds. These two teams played twice last year. Northwestern won 91-84 on November the 28th, despite a 43-point outburst by Erica Feenstra that established a new school record for the Defenders. Northwestern got 28 points from Cassidy DeYoung and 19 from Bloom. In the second meeting on January 23rd, the Defenders battled from behind to take a brief 59-58 lead with just over 7 minutes remaining. They managed to be up 70-69 after a Feenstra free throw with 2:39 left in the game. Northwestern then scored 4 in a row. Dort's possession down by 3 with under 30 seconds remaining ended in a turnover. Northwestern won that game 77-70. Evavold had 16 points with 8 rebounds. Feenstra and Kenzie Bausman each had 12. DeYoung scored 22 for Northwestern, and Darby Gustafson had 17. Other GPAC games going on tonight around the Midwest. Morningside is at Doan. Mount Marty is at Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan's at Jamestown. And in women's basketball, the College of St. Mary is playing Concordia. We'll keep an eye on those games as the night progresses. Right now, let's pause for our national anthem. That will be followed by our starting lineups. National anthem performed by Ryan Smith. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort Defenders taking on the Northwestern Red Raiders, and always a few tense moments as the game begins, but it appears everybody is in their spot. Here's your starting lineup for the Dort Defenders. First of all, it'll be number 2, Erica Feenster, averaging 22.8 points per game. Abby Pruitt wears number 10, averaging 3.8 points per outing. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, averaging 6.3 points per game. Jordan Van Manen wears number 21. She's averaging 6.4 points per game. And Rachel Leivold averages 10 points per contest for the Defenders. There's your starting five for the Defenders under Coach Bill Harmson. For Northwestern, it's number 14, Bree Skydeman, 10.7 points per outing. Number 15, Taylor Vandeveld, 6.7 points per game. Number 21 is Sammy Bloom, 16 points per outing. Number 31 is Alexis Touring, averaging 13 points per game. And Devin Campbell wears number 32. She is averaging 10.3 points per contest. We're underway with basketball. Northwestern in their red jerseys. They control the opening tap, cut down the middle of the lane, and the layup for Vandeveld. And Vandevelde with the two-point bucket, and the Dort Defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0 our score, Dort basketball. Pressure defense applied by Northwestern. Pass goes left side, with it is Pruitt. Pruitt out front it goes. Right side to Van Manen. Van Manen with the right hand too strong, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Touring. Touring gets it away to Sammy Bloom. Bloom into the front court. Bloom up the right sideline with it, and she's going to be fouled on the play by Van Manen. So Jordan Van Manen picks up her first personal foul. That is team foul number 1 on the Defenders here in this quarter. Remember, 5 fouls in women's basketball per quarter before you get to the bonus. Pass goes out front. Northwestern ball. They pass right side Vandevelde. Vandevelde with it on the right side. Vandevelde gives it up. Left wing with it on the three-point line is Campbell. Campbell to Vandevelde. Vandevelde to Touring. Touring working against Harmson. Crosses over with the right arm. No good. Rebound taken away by the Defenders. Coming up with it is Evavold. Evavold to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Right side Harmson. Long pass over the top. Feenster. Feenster. Two-point bucket. Good. Erica Feenster with a two-point basket, and we are tied 2-2. 8:53 left to play. First quarter. With a basketball. Right side. It goes over to Vandevelde. Vandevelde on the left wing. Vandevelde at the free throw line. Comes back right side Bloom. Bloom, three-pointer too strong off the heel. Rebound to Evavold. Deflected off of her hands. Taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt up the floor with the basketball. Guarded there by Campbell. Passes over to Harmson. Harmson tries to lob it over the top. intended for Evavold. It's taken away. Vandervelde. Vandervelde, right sideline to Kimball. Kimball goes right baseline. Her three, no good from the right side. And the rebound is cleared out on the weak side by Evavold. Here comes Dort College and Dort University in transition. Three-pointer by Harmson off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern back the other way. Sammy Bloom across half court. Sammy Bloom crossing over to the left hand. Stops on the left block. Spins back to the middle of the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Van Munn. And here comes Dort back the other way. Comes back right side. Harmson drops it off for Feenstra. Feenstra gathers herself. Muscles it up. Muscles it down. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. And the defenders lead it 4-2. 4-2 our score. Fast-moving basketball thus far. Dort University leading by a pair. Turing with it right side. Turing comes back. Right side back over to Skydeman. Skydeman, Vandervelde. Backdoor cut. Skydeman, Skydeman gives it up. Bloom, Bloom on the cut. Down the lane. Good. Sammy Bloom averaging 6 points per ball game. She's got four. And the defenders with the basketball. Up the right sideline, Van Manen. Van Manen feeds Harmson. Harmson, three ball. Too strong, no good. Long rebound, tipped and controlled by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Cross-court pass, Harmson. Harmson looking down low, feeds it to Feenstra. Feenstra crossing over, takes it up against Vandervelde. Shot no good, and now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort University basketball. So Dort will get the basketball back on the alternating possession. There are 20 seconds on the shot clock. 7:11 left on the game clock in the first quarter, and the defenders enjoying, well, got a 4-2 lead earlier and then surrendered the basket to Bloom for her first 2 points of the night. So far, both teams have gotten six shots off already, and we're not even 3 minutes into this contest. Both teams are 2-for-6. Tetzloff inbounds, gets it in over the top to Gustafson. Gustafson back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff pull up, 10-footer straight on, good. Bailey Tetzloff with a 2-point bucket. Dort leads 6-4. 6-4 our score. Quickly up the floor with the left side, Jada Cunningham. Cunningham gives it up, Skydeman. Skydeman right side, Nearham. Nearham back over to Kimball. Kimball, three off the mark, no good. Nearham underneath, though, put back is good, and she is fouled on the play. Hannah Nearham with the left hand gets the shot to go. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for an old-fashioned 3-point play opportunity, tying it up at 6-6. Now, Nearham has not been to the free throw line much this season. She is 2-for-2 so far. And her free throw is up on the rim and falls through. 7-6. Northwestern down a point, up a point now after trailing by two. They got the old-fashioned 3-point play. Gustafson, cross-court pass. Harmson goes to meet it and then tries to pass over the top intended for Feenstra. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Northwestern basketball. Well, now they're going to say it was last touched by Northwestern. It will be Dort basketball. Referees now converging. They'll talk it over. Ball's out of bounds underneath right now, and it'll be Dort inbounding Tetzloff. And they're going to leave it with Dort. I don't think anyone had a definite idea, so they've got to leave it with the call on the floor. Tetzloff into the corner. Beckman. Beckman, right corner. Gustafson. Gustafson straight on. Left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, three ball. Off the rim, no good, too strong. And the rebound is cleared. Here comes Cunningham. Cunningham into the front court. Cunningham with the basketball all the way to the hoop with the left hand. Right side, no good. And the rebound is taken away on the weak side by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it back over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball across the timeline. Bailey Beckman looking for the pass down low. Instead reverses it out front. Harmson. Harmson goes right side. Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, and she is held on the play by Bree Skydeman. Skydeman whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number one as well.
Diamond feed. Pay attention. Come on.
Called against Northwestern. Dort inbounding Gustafson. Gustafson to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra goes over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Left side and right hand. It's good. Bailey Beckman hard to the hoop. The freshman knocks it down from short range. Dort leads 8-7. 8-7 our score. Cunningham. Cunningham gives it up to Kimball. Kimball, middle of the lane, Nearham. Nearham, two-point bucket. Good. She's averaging 7 points per game. She's got five off of the bench so far for Northwestern. Beckman, Gustafson. Gustafson throws it across to Harmson. Harmson on the right sideline. Harmson gives it up to Gustafson. Gustafson, right side, Beckman. Beckman setting the offense with 10 to shoot. Back over to Harmson. Thought about the right wing three. Instead, passes underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra dribbles on the baseline. Out of bounds, it will be Northwestern basketball. 5:16 left to play here in the first quarter. Dort trailing 9-8. So the defenders will set up, play some defense. Looks like a 1-3-1 potentially. Cunningham across the timeline. Passes left side to Vandervelde. Vandervelde with the ball. Vandervelde back out front. This is Kemble. Lob pass over the top. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Tetzloff. It will be Northwestern basketball. So the defenders, that one was scouted out cleanly. The defenders able to tip it away on the lob pass over the top, intended for Kemble. Now they get it underneath, intended for Turing, and the ball is deflected out by Beckman. It will be Northwestern basketball again. Northwestern inbounding. They get the ball into Neerham. Neerham, two-point bucket, good. Hannah Neerham with her season average off of the bench already. She's got seven of her team's 11 points. Feenstra over the top. Gustafson, layup, right hand, good. Carly Gustafson with a two-point basket. She is the fourth defender to score this evening. Pass out front, Vandervelde, guarded there by Tetzloff. Tetzloff not giving any ground. Vandervelde on the wing, cut off. Picks up her dribble, comes back to Turing. Dort doubles on the ball screen. They hedge. Now it comes back to Vandervelde. Vandervelde on the wing. Out front, Kemble. Kemble, right side, Cunningham. And what do we have? A hand check called against Gabby Krakus. That's foul number one. Inbounding the basketball, Cunningham. Cunningham in between the circles, comes back, right side. They go down low, kick out pass on the wing. Comes back to Vandervelde. Vandervelde with a 10 to shoot. They get it underneath Neerham. Neerham travels with it, no call made. Kind of stuttered with her feet and gets the shot up over the top. She's got 9 first quarter points. With it, Beckman. Beckman, Tetzloff. Tetzloff intended for Evable, then turns it over. Defenders turn it over. Maya Shemileski is going to check into the game. And Northwestern will have the basketball after the Dort turnover. Forced by the Northwestern pressure. With a basketball, Cunningham. Cunningham loses it. It's picked up by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson, right side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff tries to feed it into the corner. Ball deflected out. Turing saves it. And it's taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with it up the sideline. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Emily Danner. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort gets the basketball back. 13-10 our score. Jada Cunningham will check into the game. Dort inbounding. Gustafson gets it to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman, middle of the lane, forces it up with the left hand, soft off the rim, good. Bailey Beckman with a two-point basket. She's got 4, and the defenders trail 13-12. Dort with a pressure defense in the backcourt. They'll bring it across the timeline. Will Northwestern. This is Danner. Danner gives it up to Bloom. Bloom, left side, Vandervelde. Vandervelde, pass taken away, Shemileski. Shemileski, the steal, the layup with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Too much adrenaline pumping through the veins. Here comes LeBlum the other way. Bloom dumps it off for Neerham, and Neerham has 11 first quarter points. What's the old saying? You miss a layup, you give up a layup. Pass comes back over to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff unable to pick it up before it bounces on the sideline. Gustafson with the left hand up the left sideline. Her pass bounces on the sideline, and it will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern ball in the backcourt. bat and pinned in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline. Vanderveld, deep free throw line. Drops it off. Skydeman. Skydeman, basket good. Bree Skydeman with a two-point bucket. Northwestern has their biggest lead of the night so far, 17-12. Back the other way, Tetzloff answering. Tetzloff with 4 points. Defenders trail 17-14. Quickly back the other way, Vandervelde. Vandervelde taken away by Krakus, and Krakus pressing the issue. And Sammy Bloom's going to be called for a foul in the backcourt. So Bloom whistled for the personal foul. Bloom's last name, B-L-U-M, but going with the Bloom pronunciation rather than Blum. Northwestern has had players in the past with the last name B-L-O-M, and that was pronounced Blum instead of Bloom or Blom. Always got to check those ahead of time. Right side it goes Van Manen. Van Manen passes into the lane. Evavold. Evavold spins into the lane. Her two-point bucket good. And the defenders trail 17-16. 1:53 left to play first quarter. Vandervelde goes over to Danner. Danner lobs it over the top. Touring. Touring with the right hand. Good. Alexis Touring with the two-point bucket. She's the Sioux Center native. Makes it 19-16. Quickly back the other way. Feenstra with the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra with a half dozen. Dort trailing by a point. 19-18. Track meet so far. Left side, Skydeman, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Long rebound taken away by Pruitt. Ebby Pruitt back the other way. Ebby coming up with the basketball. Ebby has it on the left side, looking down low for Feenstra. Touring defending her down there. Pass intended for Feenstra, tipped and taken away by Touring. Now here's Bloom. Bloom up the floor. Vandervelde, Vandervelde, right wing three, good. Taylor Vandervelde with the three-point bucket. Dort down by four again, 22-18. Evavold up the floor with the right hand, all the way down into the right corner, reverses it to Van Manen. Van Manen into the lane, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Jordan Van Manen, opportunistic drive down the lane with the right hand, gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. She will go to the free throw line and try to cut the lead down to one. 22-20, Dort down two. Dort going with the hockey line change, if you will. Checking into the game, Gustafson, Shemileski, Tetzloff, Krakus, and if Van Manen makes this, it'll be Beckman checking in for Van Manen with 50.8 seconds left to go. And she does. An old-fashioned three-point play for Van Manen, her first points of the day. And the defenders cut the lead down to 22-21. Danner in the backcourt. Danner gets it in to Touring. Touring reverses it back to Danner. Danner with the basketball across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. She's going to fire up a three. Hangs on the rim. Falls out. Rebound Gustafson. Dort with the basketball. 45 seconds and counting. First quarter. Beckman pressing the issue. Into the front court intended for Tetzloff. Tipped out of bounds by Danner. It will be Dort basketball. Dort inbounding the basketball. Gustafson will throw it in. So Gustafson triggering, gets it into Beckman. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock for the quarter. Krakus, layup with the right hand, everything but the finish for Gabby. And here comes Northwestern. Quickly back the other way with the basketball. Up the floor, Bloom. Bloom driving in. Her shot, no good, and they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to go on the defenders and Carly Gustafson. That's number one on her. The defenders, coaching staff wanted a travel violation out front. If I heard them correctly, they just felt that she carried it along the way. First free throw is up and down. Sammy Bloom with the main free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw coming for Sammy Bloom. 21.6 seconds left to go in the quarter. Dort down 23-21 pending the free throw. And they make the second free throw. It's 24-21. So Bloom with four first quarter points. And the defenders trail at 24-21. 24-21 our score. Up the floor of the basketball. Pass over the up to the timeline to Evavold. Now back to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Jim filling in nicely for this regular Sioux County battle. Evavold reverses. Three for Van Manen. Up and off the heel. No good. 2 seconds left. Danner fires a desperation heave at the buzzer. It's short. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Northwestern 24, Dort 21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 24-21 Northwestern in front, Dort basketball. As we resume play. No, it'll be Northwestern basketball, beg your pardon. And Vandervelde throws it into Bloom, and we are underway with the second quarter of play. First quarter, Northwestern 56% shooting from the floor. Dort 56% shooting, 10 of 18. Dort 0 for 4 on threes, Northwestern 1 for 6. Vandervelde with the drive, finishing with the left hand, and Northwestern leads by 5 again, matching their biggest lead of the contest. Answering a 2-point bucket by Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with 8 quick points today. Harmson batting at it. Shot, no good. Weak side rebound taken by Turing. Who's the foul going to go on? Waiting for the indication from the official. They're going to call that on Erica Feenstra. That is foul number 1 on her. So it was Vandervelde who had the 2-point bucket for Northwestern moments ago. She's got 7 points. Feenstra got a bucket on the other end to answer. She's got 8. Turing's shot, trying to wheel through the lane with the right hand. Hit it too strong off of the glass. It's Northwestern. It's Dort basketball. On the right side with it is Pruitt. Ebby with the basketball. Evavold. Shovels it off. Feenstra basket good. Erica Feenstra with the 2-point bucket. And the defenders backed within 1. 26-25. 26-25 our score. Northwestern basketball. Kemble. They look for a back screen. Vandervelde jogging through the lane. Comes back to Kemble. Kemble to Bloom. Bloom with it 8 seconds. Pruitt not giving any ground. Pruitt comes down over the rebound. Here comes Ebby back the other way. Ebby Pruitt, crossover dribble, gets away from the defender for the moment. And we're going to have a travel violation called on Feenstra. Erica Feenstra unable to finish. Traveled with it, set up for the spin move, but then picked up her dribble too soon. And with 8:19 left to go in the half, it's Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with it, Kemble. Kemble goes left side, Vandervelde. Vandervelde over the top, Turing. Turing getting free, her shot good. Alexis Turing spinning into the lane without the basketball. Got open. Back the other way, Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen with a 2-point bucket. 5 points for Van Manen. Back to within a point, 28-27. Shot hangs on the rim on the 3-point shot. No good by Skydeman. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Harmson gets it back over to Van Manen. Van Manen over the ball, left side. Three-pointer on the way. Pruitt, rainbow, no good. Rebound cleared by Vandervelde. Vandervelde up the floor quickly over to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Long pass over the top. Turing. And Turing is fouled on the play, they say, by Erica Feenstra. Feenstra has just picked up her second personal foul. So Feenstra picks up her second. For Dort, it is Tetzloff, Gustafson, Evavold, Beckman, and Harmson. They throw in to Turing. Turing with the basketball. Backdoor cut, Bloom. Bloom over the top of Beckman. Beckman trying to play straight up. And Sammy Bloom with 6 points. Dort trailing 30-27. Beckman back the other way. Fires it up. Drew some contact. No call made. Initially, and the trail official from about half court makes the call. Dort will be shooting 2 free throws. Foul is charged to Bloom. That's her second. First free throw is up and good. And Chris Yaw's turn now to be upset with the official's call. Been a couple tonight, both ways. And to be honest, I can't blame him. But I couldn't blame Bill Harmson earlier either when he was a little uptight about Erica Feenstra's second foul call. As it is, both teams with a leader with two fouls here in the first half. Right side of the basketball, Maddie Jones. Jones gets around her player, lays it up with the right hand, good. Maddie Jones with a two-point basket attacking from the right wing. And the defenders trail it 32-29, under 7 minutes to go, first half. Beckman with the basketball on the right wing. Beckman picking up her dribble, looking down low, instead feeds Gustafson out front. Gustafson strong with the left hand, caught the hoop, and she is fouled. Carly Gustafson with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort trailing 32-31. Gustafson can tie it here with 6:44 remaining. The freshman up, no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. So Gustafson, first player to miss a free throw for the defenders out of four tries. Dort now 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Danner out front, retreats, kick out pass, three, good. Devin Kimball from the top of the key with the three. Dort trails 35-31. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman up the floor on the left hand. She drops it off for Tetzloff. Comes back right side, Evabold. Evabold to Gustafson. Gustafson against Danner. Thought about the three on the step back. Decides against it. Feed it underneath Evabold. Evabold layup, good. Rachel Evabold with 4 points. Dort trails 35-33. Somebody's got to get some stops. Northwestern shooting 54% from the floor. Dort 61%. Driving in, losing it on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort gets the basketball back. Van Manen's going to check into the game for the defenders. Checking out will be Bailey Tetzloff. So Tetzloff checking out. Throwing the ball in will be Evabold. Evabold gets it into Van Manen. Driving in, Van Manen. Van Manen layup good. Jordan Van Manen with 7 first half points. Dort ties it at 35, 5:45 remaining when she made that basket. Now ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be, I beg your pardon, last touch by Dort. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern to throw it in front of the Dort bench to my right. Jada Cunningham out front. Pass comes right side. This is Jones. Feed it down low. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Gustafson. Trying to feed it down low to Neerham, who had 11 first quarter points. They check Neerham back in. We'll see if she can keep the magic going. Pass right side. Long two. No good. Rebound tip. Neerham comes up with it. She passes it back out front to Danner. Danner step back. Left side. Bucket. Good. Danner with her first two. Northwestern regains the lead, 37-35. Van Manen gives it up to Harmson. Harmson to Evabold. Evabold has it poked away from behind. Coming up with the basketball is Jones. Jones on the left elbow. Jones, kick out pass. On the wing, guarded by Harmson. Northwestern basketball, Cunningham. Cunningham on the right side. Cunningham looking for someone to pass to. She gives it up to Kimball. Lob pass over the top, Neerham. Neerham's pass nearly picked off. Comes back to Danner. Danner, Cunningham. Cunningham, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Gustafson. Gustafson too strong with the left, but it hangs on the rim and falls through. Carly Gustafson with the left hand certainly looked too strong, but it wasn't. Back the other way, though, answering Northwestern, and I don't think Neerham ever made it down the floor on defense. And she cherry picks for the 2-point bucket. Right side pass, Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Payton gives it back over to Van Manen. Van Manen, left side, three. Gustafson, too strong, no good. And Evabold can't hang on to it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwest, by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball. Checking into the game, Tetzloff for Dort. Northwestern throwing it in, Danner. Danner in the backcourt, Vandervelde. Vandervelde on the defense, comes back to Bloom. Bloom, right side, Cunningham, pull up, 15-footer, right side, good. Jada Cunningham with a two-point bucket. Back-to-back buckets by Northwestern. They lead at 41-37. So back-to-back twos by Northwestern. Bailey Beckman too strong with the left-handed layup, and the defenders have gotten to the rim. A foul on the play called on Gabby Krakus. Krakus whistled for her second personal. Erica Feenstra is going to check back into the game. Dort trailing 41-37. And with the basketball at midcourt is Cunningham. Cunningham comes back over to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball, Cunningham. Cunningham with it on the left side to Turing. Northwestern with a chance to take their biggest lead of the game here. They've led by as many as five on a couple occasions. They can lead by six or seven. And a hand check called on Gabby Krakus. Krakus with three. And checking into the game will be Kenzie Kennard. So Kennard checking in, checking out Krakus. Cunningham to throw it in. Cunningham to Vandervelde. Vandervelde with the basketball. Lob pass over the top. Nearham. Nearham having a field day so far in the first half. 15 first half points. Northwestern with their biggest lead of the game, 43-37. Shemileski right side to Kennard. Kennard out front. Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman right elbow. Back to Shemileski. Beckman right wing beyond the three-point line. 3 minutes remaining, first half. Shemileski back to Beckman. Beckman, 15-footer, too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski shot no good. And a travel violation called. So travel on Shemileski as she tries to get into the lane. And Northwestern looking to open up an even bigger lead. Pass goes left side. And the defenders force a turnover. Throwing the ball in will be Eva Bold with the length of the front court in front of them. With the basketball, defenders, backcourt, Pruitt. Pruitt, 25 seconds on the shot clock, gets it across at 23. Pruitt picks up her dribble, goes right side, Ben Monin. Ben Monin with the basketball, Gustafson. Gustafson gives it up, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, rolling into the lane, free is Gustafson. Gustafson, two-point bucket, she's got eight. Defenders trail 43-39, nearing the two-minute mark of the first half. It's been a first half that has not had many stoppages in play. Neither team has made the bonus. Pass over the top, Nearham. Nearham muscles it up. Another two for Nearham. Nearham having a career day, 17 points. Northwestern leads 45-39. Pruitt gets it back to Evavold. Evavold into the corner, Harmson. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped by Evavold, taken away by Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom into the lane. Kick out, Vandervelde. Vandervelde, right wing three, off the heel, no good. Planted it on the back iron. Here comes Dort back the other way. Harmson, left side, Pruitt. Pruitt looking down low. And we've got a kick called on Northwestern on defense. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Maddie Jones checking in for Northwestern. Checking out Sammy Bloom. And Northwestern playing defense. Dort inbounds Gustafson. Gustafson comes back right side. Ben Monin. Lob pass over the top intended for Gustafson. Turing tips it away. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. 45-39. 1:30 remaining in the half. Ball inbounded, Evavold. Evavold into the lane, Gustafson. Gustafson with the left hand, good. Carly Gustafson with 10 points. Dort trailing, 45-41. Need a stop at a basket, cut into the lead more. Pass comes in, Nearham. Nearham, shot straight on, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold with the basket. ball, and she is fouled on the play. Maddie Jones called for the personal. That's foul number one on her team. Foul number three on Northwestern in this quarter. Dort trailing 45-41. They get the ball inbounded to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen across the timeline, dribbling with the left hand, left side. Comes over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Puts it on the deck. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. Blocked by Cunningham. Cunningham with a rebound. Back she comes the other way. Left side, Vandervelde. Vandervelde at the free throw line. Back outside, Cunningham. Three, no good. Rebound, Van Manen. Doesn't have the number. She's going to press it anyhow. Van Manen into the front court, looking for the trailer. Instead feeds Pruitt, left wing. Pruitt underneath Gustafson. Gustafson going to work, and Gustafson is fouled on the play. That foul charge to Vandervelde. That's number one on Vandervelde. Throwing the ball in will be Pruitt. Cunningham will check out of the game. Northwestern checking Bloom out moments ago, trying to keep her from getting into more foul trouble. She's got a couple. Under a minute left to go in this half. Both teams trying to get to the locker room with neither team with out their key players picking up a third foul. Pick and roll underneath. Shot is good. That's Evavold getting free underneath on the pick and roll. Evavold with six. Dort trailing by two. 45-43. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds remaining. Right side, Vandervelde. No, instead, they keep it out front. Kemble. Kemble lets fly with a three. No good. Odd time for a shot. 12 seconds remaining. Here comes Dort in transition. Van Manen over the basketball. Jordan stops, and she traveled with it. 4.4 seconds remaining. It will be Dort on defense. Northwestern gets the ball back. So Dort sends the press group into the contest. Tetzloff, Beckman, Shemileski, Kennard, and Gustafson. 4.4 seconds remaining. Pass over the top. Tipped by Gustafson. Taken away by Kennard. Kennard trying to find Shemileski. Shemileski gets it at half court. Can't get a shot off, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Northwestern 45, Dort 43. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR88.5.com, 45-43. Northwestern leading at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, for Northwestern, 20 of 38 from the floor, 53%, 2 for 12 on threes, 17%, 3 for 3 on free throws, 100%. Dort, 20 of 34 from the floor, 59%, 0 of 7 on threes, 0%, 3 for 4 on free throws, 75%. Dort, a slight 18-15 rebounding edge. Both teams have 3 offensive rebounds. The defenders with 10 turnovers thus far, Northwestern with 7. Northwestern led by Hannah Neerham off of the bench. 17 points on 8 of 9 shooting in a little over 10 minutes of play. 7 points for Taylor Vandervelde. 6 for Sammy Bloom. 4 for Alexis Turing. 2 for Bree Skideman. 3 for Devin Kemble. 2 each for Emily Danner, Jada Cunningham, and Maddie Jones for their total of 45 for the defenders. They're led by Erica Feenster and Carly Gustafson with 10 points apiece. Jordan Van Manen has 7, 6 each for Rachel Evavold and Bailey Beckman. 4 points for Bailey Tetzloff. Rachel Evavold and Ebby Pruitt each have 4 rebounds, 3 assists for Jordan Van Manen. No one for Dort with more than 1 steal. Northwestern also has 4 players with 1 steal apiece. Other halftime scores in the conference. Women's play, Morningside all over Doan, 53-14. Briarcliff, 12 better than Mount Marty at halftime, 37-25. Jamestown over Dakota Wesleyan, 36-34, also at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second half of play in 30 seconds. Dort basketball after the halftime break. Ball's inbounded with the basketball is Van Manen. Van Manen to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball, looking for the ball screen. Instead, passes down low, Evavold. Evavold faces up 15 feet from the hoop. into the lane. A little hook shot. Can't get it to go, but an offensive rebound for Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. Good. She's got 12. We're tied 45 all. 9:37 remaining here in the first half, in the third quarter now. Pass goes left side. Skydeman. Ball deflected. Taken away by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Skydeman playing with two personal fouls. She sat much of the first half with foul problems. Feed it down low to Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is good. Erica Feenstra with 14. Defenders lead 47-45. First lead for the defenders of the night, I believe. So I take a look back. Well, Dort was up 4-2 and 6-4, and then Northwestern took the lead for good after an 8-7 advantage for Dort. Long pass over the top, Erica Feenstra. Feenstra free for another two. She's got 6 second half points. Defenders lead by 4, 49-45. Skydeman working against Van Manen over to Turing. Turing gives it up. Comes back out front, Vandervelde. Vandervelde with the basketball down to Bloom. Bloom puts it up, draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Foul's going to go on Rachel Evable. That's a bad matchup for the defenders. Bloom able to draw the contact, gets the shot to go, and she now will shoot a free throw for a three-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way for Bloom is up and good. Northwestern a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort leading 49-48. Van Manen feeds it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra kick out. Pruitt. Pruitt drives in. Off balance shot off the side of the backboard. Got nudged out. Now the ball taken back by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Looking down low for Feenstra. Now Evavold. The trailers. Harmson. Three ball on the way. No good. Long rebound. And they're going to call a hold on Feenstra on the rebound. Erica Feenstra just got fouled for her third. With it on the right side, bringing it up is Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom goes left side, Vandervelde. Vandervelde out front. This is Kemble. Kemble. Down low, Turing. Turing going to work against Harmson. Shot no good, but Peyton is called for the personal foul. Foul number one on her, and Turing will go to the free throw line where she's an 87% free throw shooter. So free throws on the way for Turing. First one is up and down. Northwestern as a team this season, I believe they're right around 80% for free throws. They've done better than that tonight. They have yet to miss a free shot. 76% free throw shooter. And Turing gives them the lead. Now Northwestern forces a turnover, and Dort can't handle Prosperity. They were up 4. Now they're down 1. 50-49. Northwestern by 1. Shot by Kemble in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen up the floor with the left hand on the left side. Now comes back over to Harmson. Harmson too strong with the three. Rebound cleared by Skydeman. Skydeman. They try to feed it over the top for Turing on the pass from Sammy Bloom. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball on the Northwestern turnover. So Northwestern cashing in from the free throw line so far. They are a perfect 6-for-6. Dort 3-for-4. Defenders have not shot the three well tonight. That's an understatement. 0-for-8 so far from the three-point line. Gustafson picks up her dribble, goes to Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good. Blocked. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern long pass into the front court to Bloom. Bloom out front. Kemble. Kemble, top of the key, three. Good. Devin Kemble with the three-point basket. Defenders trail 53-49. Northwestern on an 8-0 run. Krakus, Tetzloff, Feenstra, Gustafson. Gustafson from the left side. Her shot no good, but Feenstra there for the putback. Erica Feenstra with all 8 points for the defenders here in the second half. She's got 18. Stolen by Krakus. Krakus with the basketball. Krakus, shot no good off of the glass there for the rebound, and the putback is Beckman. Beckman with 8. Dort trailing. Dort has tied it up. Beg your pardon. 53 all. Shot on the other end, Turing. Turing gets the bucket as she takes it hard to the hoop, 55-53. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Beckman. Beckman feeds it Gustafson. Gustafson across the timeline. Crosses over the left hand, gets a screen from Krakus. Bounce pass to Feenster, left elbow. She spins, faces Krakus. Top of the key, 17-footer, no good. And the rebound taken away by Turing. Turing over the basketball. Turing up the floor, drives in. Contact, no call made either way. Krakus back the other way. Ahead it goes Beckman. Doesn't have the numbers. Beckman will attack. Beckman into the lane, puts it up with the left hand, no good, but she is fouled on the play. She got Kimball on her heels. She took it hard to the basket, and she got fouled, so Bailey Beckman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Feenstra will check out of the ball game. Eva Vold will check in. Remember, Feenstra playing with three personal fouls. 6:06 left to play in the third quarter. Dort with an opportunity to tie it. Two free throws on the way for Beckman. Beckman with 8 points so far for the freshman from Panora. First one is up and good. Another one on the way. Beckman with another free throw. This one's up and good as well. So Beckman makes them both. She's got 10 points. And the defenders tie it up at 55 all. 6:06 remaining. Third quarter. Nothing but nickels on the scoreboard. 55-55. Driving right side. Cunningham floats it up with the right hand, kisses it off of the glass, and the defenders trail 57-55. Cunningham with a chance at a three-point play opportunity. Cunningham off of the bench for 4 points so far, possibly five here. Northwestern, a perfect 6-for-6, now 7-for-7 from the free throw line. Northwestern up by three, 58-55. Across the timeline is Beckman. Beckman with the basketball, feeds Krakus. Krakus too strong, gets it to go off the glass though. Gabby Krakus with a two-point bucket. Dort back to within one, 57-58. Down to the baseline, cut off. And Neerham fouled on the play. Hannah Neerham got tangled up with Gustafson. So the defenders down by a point, 58-57. And free throws now for Neerham. Neerham with 17 points in the first half. And makes that free throw. Another free throw on the way for Neerham. That one's no good, and that's the first miss for Northwestern in nine tries. 59-57, Northwestern by a pair. Krakus picks up her dribble. Goes left side, Gustafson. Gustafson, ball fake, puts it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Carly Gustafson with a dozen. We're tied, 59 all. Back the other way, shot blocked from behind by Krakus. But a foul on the play called. So Krakus has just picked up her fourth personal. So Krakus called for her fourth. We're tied up 59-59. Skydeman, two free throws. Got another one on the way. First one is up and down. Another one on the way. That one's up and good. No good, I should say. And Northwestern has a one-point lead, 60-59. In the backcourt with it is Van Manen. Van Manen across the timeline finds Pruitt. Pruitt had Beckman open for the backdoor cut. Just a split second too late. And Northwestern will get it back on the turnover as Dort throws it out of bounds. A dead ball turnover, though. A lot better than a steal when you're chasing coming back the other way. Neerham from Edgerton, Minnesota. This is a season high for her, obviously. 18 points so far. Right side it goes. Cunningham. Cunningham travels with it. Didn't call it the first time, and then she added insult to injury by not putting the ball on the deck. before taking off to the hoop. Gets called for the second travel violation. Hendort gets it back on the turnover. Previous season best for Neerham was 10. She did it against Haskell and Mount Marty. Van Manen over the basketball. Gives it up Gustafson. Gustafson, Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball, right side. Left side, Harmson. Harmson gives inside Feenstra. Feenstra faces up, goes in against Neerham, and Neerham commits the foul. Hannah Neerham with her second personal foul. Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 18. That's foul number one on Neerham. Neerham will check out. Danner checks out. Skideman checks out. Free throws on the way for Feenstra. First one, too strong, no good. Another one on the way. This one's up and down. So Feenstra makes one of two. Ties the score at 60. Down to the baseline, Cunningham. Cunningham, her pass deflected, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say that Turing was out of bounds when she went down after it on the baseline. It will be Dort basketball. Dort inbounding, throwing the ball in. They get it in to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson to Van Manen. Van Manen splits the defense all the way to the hoop. Gives it off to Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. She's fouled on the second putback attempt. She'll go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Foul charge to Northwestern's Alexis Turing. That's her first. Turing and Van Manen, both sophomores out of Sioux Center. One elected. That's Turing, elected to go to Northwestern. Second free throw is up and no good by Feenstra. So Feenstra 0 for 2 on that trip to the free throw line. With the basketball right side. They give it back out front to Vandervelde. Vandervelde with it. Vandervelde backdoor cut. Turing. Turing. Basket good. Turing with 8. Dort trailing 62-60. 62-60. Northwestern up 2. Feed it down low. It's taken away by Turing on the steal. Van Manen has it picked off. Out front it goes to Vandervelde. Vandervelde gives it up. Bloom. Bloom comes back right side. Van Manen gambles for the steal. Cunningham short arms the layup attempt from the right side. Rebound Dort. Out it comes to Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson to Gustafson. Jumper middle of the lane on the pull-up. Good. Carling with 14. We're tied 62 all. 3:13 remaining. Third quarter of play. Driving in with the right hand. Shot no good by Vandervelde. Help defense by Feenstra. Here comes Pruitt. Doesn't have the numbers. It's 2-on-3. She'll pull it up. Set it up. Passes into the corner. Harmson. Harmson driving in. Reverses to Feenstra. And it's kicked by Northwestern. It will be Dort basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Evavold is in. Van Manen is out. Gustafson also checks out of the ball game. Beckman is in. Dort is inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Pruitt. Abby Pruitt throws it in. Comes to Evavold. Evavold, Pruitt, Pruitt. Beckman, Beckman puts it on the deck. Stops on the elbow. Spins. 12-footer. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with a basketball. Jones. Jones with the right hand. Missed it. And a foul called on the rebound. On to the free throw line will be Maddie Jones. Jones, a 75% free throw shooter. Well, this one's shaping up to go down to the wire. So free throws on the way for Jones trying to unlock the 62-all tie. First shot by Jones, no good, averaging 3.2 points per game as the freshman from Manson, Iowa. This one's up and good. So Jones makes one of two. And the defenders trail 63-62. 2:30 and counting, third quarter. Right side it goes to Harmson. Harmson tries to find Evavold, and it's taken away on the pick and roll by Northwestern. Dort gets it back, though. Backman in traffic. Off of the glass, good. Bailey Backman with the steal and the finish. 12 for Backman, and the defenders regain the lead 64-63. Left side it goes. This is Bloom. Bloom, help defense by Evavold, and Bloom finishes. Sammy Bloom with 11 points. Dort trails 65-64. Well, those nights where it feels like the last possession might win it. Backman with the basketball. Backman decides against the ball screen. Gives to the trailer, Tetzloff. Her shot, no good. Offensive rebound, shot, no good. Rebound tipped out and picked off by Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Pressing the issue, 4-on-3. Passes to Vandervelde. Vandervelde into the corner. Touring, short corner against Feenstra. Reverse layup, good. Alexis Touring with 10 points. And Northwestern regains the lead, or retakes a three-point lead, 67-64. Backman with the basketball, gets a ball screen. Right side down to the baseline, Backman. Backman looking for someone to pass to after picking up her dribble 12 feet from the hoop. Gets it over to Evavold. She gives it right back to Backman. Backman on the right side, just out beyond the elbow. Goes back over to Evavold. 9 to shoot, now 8. Harmson, 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be Dort basketball. They chase it into the backcourt. With a basketball, Tetzloff, 3-pointer, good! Bailey Tetzloff takes the lid off of the hoop for the defenders from long range. 40 seconds left to go in the third. We're tied 67-67. Bloom with a basketball. Bloom gives it back to Jones. Jones with it in between the circles. Goes left side over to Touring. Touring with it back. Right side, Jones. Jones with the right arm. Short armed it, no good. 20 seconds left to go in the quarter. Here comes Dort with the basketball. Beckman, right side. Harmson, open three, no. Rebound, Tetzloff. Tetzloff might have traveled with it. Gets it up off the glass, good. Bailey Tetzloff with 9 off of the bench. 69-67. Steal in the backcourt by Tetzloff. Ball goes out of bounds. It's 1.2 seconds left in the quarter. Northwestern inbounding on the baseline, 15 feet out. Throwing in will be Cunningham. They get the ball inbounded, and that's the end of the third quarter. Our score after three, Dort 69, Northwestern 67. We head to the final 10 minutes of play right after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, and out of the quarter break, Dort forces a turnover on a tie-up. Northwestern was inbounding. Dort forces a tie-up. It'll be Dort basketball now with 9:57 remaining in the ballgame. Dort leading 69-67. The defenders led at 1 point by 4, 57-53, and the Northwestern went on an 8-0 run. And I got to back that up. It was 49-45, Dort led by 4, and then Northwestern went on an 8-0 run. They get the ball inbounded to Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball back to Shemileski. Maya with the basketball, passes left side to Pruitt. Pruitt out front, Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball, ball screen from Gustafson. Tries for the backdoor cut to Shemileski. It's taken away by Northwestern and Bloom. Bloom to Vandervelde. Vandervelde, Skydeman. Skydeman 3, missed it on the weak side. Rebound, though, is Touring. Touring, reverse layup, made one earlier like that, doesn't make that one. Here comes Dort back the other way, Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen splitting the defense with the left hand, too strong, no good. And now a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. Foul called on the defenders and Maya Shemileski. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the defenders here in this quarter. Northwestern basketball. Ball deflected, and now we've got a foul on the play. They're going to call an offensive foul on Northwestern. That's going to go on Cunningham. That's Cunningham's first. I did not see what she did, but gets called for an offensive foul. The lead official on the play, very definitive with his call. I'm pulling it up and watching the replay now. We'll see if I can see it. And, yeah, she must have just got called for that block as she handed the ball off and then ran into Van Manen. Dort basketball. Beckman, left side. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt picks up her dribble. Pass comes back over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman, left side, Gustafson. Gustafson trying to go work it in. Gives instead to Pruitt. Pruitt off of the glass. Good. Abby Pruitt with her first two. Defenders lead 71-67. Quickly back the other way, Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom to Vandervelde. Vandervelde with the ball. Vandervelde guarded by Gustafson. Looking, gets it back to Vandervelde. Guarded again by Gustafson. Underneath it goes Bloom. Bloom throws herself into Shemileski. Gets the shot to go. Does not get the foul call. And Bloom has 13. Dort with the basketball back, leading 71-69. Defender basketball, Shemileski. Weak side, it goes Gustafson. Off the glass, good. Carly Gustafson, 16 points, 6 in the second half. Defenders by 4, 73-69. Right side it goes. Bloom, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Long rebound, it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort basketball, 8:05 remaining. Well, this very fast-paced game could hit the skids here soon. We've got 10 timeouts up on the board between the two teams, respectively. Five for each so far. Neither team has used a timeout yet. 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Defenders by four. Left side it goes Pruitt. Dort's made 1-3. Into the corner, Harmson. Harmson back out front, Pruitt. 17 to shoot. Right side it goes into the corner, Harmson. Harmson looking down low for Feenstra. Instead it's Beckman on the wing. Kick out, Harmson. Harmson, nothing there. Gustafson, three ball on the way. Bang, bang, bang! Gustafson with the three. She's got 19, 76-69. Biggest lead for either team. Northwestern looking for an answer, and they'll call a timeout first. Timeout called as the pass went into the corner. The defenders lead 76-69. Timeout Northwestern. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Long ways to go in this one. 7:31 remaining in regulation. Dort leading 76-69. It's Northwestern basketball. They go top of the key to Turing. Turing with the basketball guarded there by Evavold. Pass left side. Neerham. Neerham gives it to Kemble. Kemble, Cunningham. Cunningham with it on the right wing. 13 to shoot. Guarded there by Harmson. Backdoor cut. Turing, and Turing is fouled from behind. She gets the shot to go on the backdoor cut. Foul goes on Dort's Bailey Tetzloff. That's number one on her. The bucket counted. It's 76-71 pending the free throw. So Turing with a three-point play opportunity, and she cashes in. Alexis Turing, 9 points in the second half, 13 for the ballgame. Dort leads 76-72. With the basketball out front, Evavold, Evavold, Gustafson. Gustafson gathers it in, working against Turing. Gustafson with the left hand, can't get it to go. Shot tipped by Neerham. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Here comes Northwestern back the other way, Sammy Bloom. Bloom into the front court with a left hand. She passes it off to Kemble. Kemble to Cunningham. Cunningham reverses it. Comes back to Bloom. Bloom travels with it. Vandervelde will check in. Pruitt will check in. Cunningham will check out for Northwestern. Tetzloff will check out for Dort. Feenstra will check into the game. Evavold will check out. Here's your lineups for Dort. It's Van Manen, Gustafson, Harmson, Pruitt, and Feenstra. For Northwestern, it's Bloom, Kemble, Neerham, Vandervelde, and Turing. 6:30 remaining. Right side pass. It comes to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up. Pruitt, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Roll to the hoop. Feenstra, basket good. Erica Feenstra with her first basket of the fourth quarter. 11 points in the second half. 21 for the ballgame. 78-72 Dort. Touring comes back up front. Vandervelde. Vandervelde testing the waters. Drives in. Cut off there by Feenstra. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Feenstra on the rebound. She outlets Gustafson. Gustafson to Van Manen. Van Manen doesn't have the numbers. Feeds Pruitt. Pruitt into the lane. Nothing there. Outside Gustafson. Thought about the three. Decided against it. Pruitt. Three-pointer. Yes! Eddie Pruitt. 5 points in the fourth quarter. 81-72. Defenders by nine. With it right side, they go over to Bloom. 5:45 remaining in regulation. Touring shakes left, goes right, tries to spin. It's taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen, two-on-one break. Van Manen driving in, feeds the trailer. Harmson misses the layup. Rebound, though, Van Manen. Van Manen in traffic. Can't get it to go. It's deflected. Picked up by Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. She'll set it up. Oh, what a lot of action with nothing happening. Van Manen gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra, left side. Pruitt, Van Manen with it. Gustafson, and Dort just got bailed out. Foul's going to go on Northwestern, and Hannah Neerham. Neerham gets called for her third personal. It was away from the ball. Beg your pardon, second on Neerham. We saw Northwestern get bailed out on a couple of possessions in the first half. Now it's Dort's turn. As Northwestern gets whistled for a foul, as the shot clock was winding down to five. Dort with a fresh 20 to work with. Eva Bold, free throw line jumper, get in there. Yes! Rachel Eva Bold with a 2-point bucket. 83-72, defenders by 11. Timeout on the floor, defenders with an 11-point lead. And Northwestern calls a 30-second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. 30-second break. We'll be back with more right after this. Northwestern with a basketball down 11. This one far from over. 4:55 remaining. Pass goes Danner. Danner gives it up into the corner. Three, missed it. No good. Rebound tipped around. It's picked up by Bloom. Bloom gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. Bloom on the putback. She's got 15, and the defender lead back to single digits at 83-74, pending the free throw from Bloom. So Bloom will go to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. Bloom, right-handed free throw is up and good. So Bloom cuts it to 8. 83-75, defenders of the basketball, under 5 to go. It's 4:40 right now. Pruitt, left side, Van Manen, Feenstra. The Dort crowd wants a foul call. Here's Van Manen underneath, pinned. Kicks it out, Harmson. And the defenders call a timeout with 10 seconds on the shot clock. I've seen a lot of matchups between the defenders and Red Raiders. Someone asked me today how many games like this I've called between these two. And I said my best guess is about 40, give or take. And this is as animated as I've seen Chris Yaw as both an assistant and now a head coach for the last 9 years. The defenders leading 83-75. There's 4:26 remaining. Dort called a timeout to get reset on that possession. You must keep attacking. This Northwestern team can score points in bunches. And the defenders, they tried to attack. They threw it down low to Feenstra. Everyone on that side of the gym thought she got pushed from behind. There was no call. And then it was Van Manen who got pinned underneath the basket. And Dort finally had to call the timeout to preserve the possession. 10 seconds remaining. They feed it. Evabold has it tipped away from behind. Here comes Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. Dort with one foul to give. They throw it ahead to Touring. Touring layup good. 83-77, Dort by 6. 4:09 remaining. Pass ahead to Evabold. Evabold to Pruitt. Pruitt, Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen, left side, Pruitt. Pruitt to Harmson. Harmson goes right side, Van Manen. Van Manen, Pruitt, 13 to shoot. They feed it down low, Evabold. And they're going to call a foul on the defenders. And Rachel Evabold. They call an offensive foul on Evabold as she's fighting for position down low. Our officials today, Chad Voskel, Kevin Schultz, and Josh Madsen. 6-point lead, defenders. Up by six, Northwestern basketball. They're trying to chip away. Bloom, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Dort withstands that possession. Abby Pruitt brings the ball up. Pruitt has her pocket picked, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It's Dort basketball. It'll be Dort basketball. They throw it to Harmson, and Harmson. And they call a 2 seconds. They call the very quick 10-second violation. With a basketball, right side Cunningham. Cunningham with it. So Dort turns it over, the 10-second violation. Cross-court pass, it's taken back by Harmson. Harmson to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball up the floor. Van Manen, two players around her, picks up her dribble, comes back to Pruitt. A bucket here is huge. They get it back out front, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball, left side Van Manen. Van Manen, Feenstra. Feenstra gets fouled. What are they going to call? Good grief. They call a travel on Feenstra underneath. Northwestern basketball, right side. They feed it underneath Turing. Turing, three, it passes it back out. Bloom, 15 to shoot. Comes back right side. Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. Cunningham. Shot no good. Rebound Gustafson. Gustafson with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Van Manen. Right side it goes Harmson. Harmson comes back to Van Manen. Van Manen left side. Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up. Gustafson. 2:20 remaining. This is Harmson. Harmson throws it away. It'll be Northwestern basketball with 2:18 remaining. ...83-77. Northwestern inbounding. Length of the floor in front of them. Defenders leading by six. They get the ball inbounded to Bloom. Bloom with the ball. Bloom across half court, working against Tetzlaff. Picks up her dribble. Very physical out front. Right side with the basketball. They come back over to Bloom. 2:05 remaining. Turing guarded by Feenstra. They throw it right side. Bloom. Bloom drives in. Shot no good, but she's fouled. And Northwestern can make up ground with the clock stopped. Well, there are games where the moment is too large for the players. There are moments it's too large for the coaches. And there's a third factor where it's that comes into play as well. And we won't mention what that is, but it seems like right now the moment is too big. Shot on the way is up and good. A lot of junk is going on away from the ball and on the ball. Got to be strong and physical. Maintain composure. So far, Northwestern has cut the 11-point lead down to four with seven unanswered. 83-79. So Sammy Bloom with the 2 points on the free throw. Four free throws for Bloom in the second half. 12 for the ball game. 12 in the second half. Knits defender basketball. Need a bucket in a bad way. Beckman up the floor. Left side Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff with it. Tetzlaff out front, 1:45 remaining. This is Beckman. Who's the foul going to go on? That's my question. They're going to call it on Northwestern and Turing. That is just team foul number three on Northwestern in this quarter. So they've got one more foul to give. And if they're smart, which they are, they'll may play it really physically until another foul is called. Feenstra wheels into the lane. Two-pointer, good. Erica Feenstra, 23. Dort leads 85-79. It's a two-possession ball game, 1:30 remaining. Here comes Northwestern on the jailbreak. Right side it goes Touring. Dort closes on the defense. Right side Vandervelde. Vandervelde gives it up. Left side Skydeman. They feed it. Left side Touring on the short corner. Touring cut off. Gives it up inside. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Erica outlets with the basketball. Beckman. Gustafson. Gustafson up the floor. Gustafson cut off. They get it back over to Beckman, and now we've got a foul called. What a moment to be involved in a big contest. That was Northwestern's last foul to give. The next one sends Dort into the bonus. Dort leads by six. There's a timeout on the floor. Charge to Northwestern. Northwestern has three timeouts remaining. Dort has a pair. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. 85-79, it's Dort Basketball inbounding. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Both teams are in the bonus. Foul problems. Dort has a couple with three. They get the ball inbounded to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman, spin move into the lane. Nothing there. Back to Gustafson. 14 seconds remaining. Comes back to Beckman. 10 to shoot. Beckman gets a ball screen. Left side. Kick out Gustafson. Gustafson off of the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts the shot up and she is fouled. Foul came on the floor, actually. Carly will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Now, if there's a part of her game, and this is picking at nits, I understand. There's a part of her game that she needs to improve on, and I believe she will. It's her free throw shooting. She's going to draw a lot of fouls throughout her career. She's 0 for 1 tonight. She's a 59% free throw shooter. But I get the sense when it's time to finish, I want her with the ball. Second free throw, good. She makes them both, and the defenders weathering the Northwestern storm for the time being. An 8-point lead for the defenders as Carly Gustafson, the freshman from South Dakota, comes through with a pair of made free throws. Gustafson with 21 points, and the defenders have an 87-79 lead. Gustafson, that familiar last name if you're familiar with Dort Northwestern battles. Her older sister, Darby, a standout career for Northwestern. Carly deciding, I'm going to try a different path. Coming to Dort and in her freshman campaign, averaging right at 10 points per ball game, but she has come up with some big games. Against Dakota Wesleyan, she went plus 20. Tonight, she goes plus 20 again. And the defenders lead at 87-79. It's Northwestern basketball, down eight, and they'll lengthen this ball game. You can bet they'll take it hard to the hoop, and the defenders will have to make free throws down the stretch to seal it. There's a timeout on the floor charged to Northwestern. A couple of timeouts remaining for the Red Raiders. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. 46.3 seconds remaining. 87-79, defenders by 8. Northwestern had the lead down to 6 at 4 at 83-79. It's Northwestern basketball. Shemileski not given any ground. Bloom misses with the right hand. They say it was tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. I don't think anybody touched it, but the official's saying a Dort player tipped it. Northwestern throws it in, down to the baseline, kick out pass, Vandervelde, three, good. 10 for Vandervelde. It's a 5-point ball game. It's a two-possession game, 87-82. It's Dort basketball in the backcourt with 33.4 seconds remaining. And Northwestern has just burned their final timeout. This will be a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. And the game of cat and mouse continues. Northwestern burned a timeout with Dort inbounding length of the floor. That was their final timeout. Dort patiently bides their time, allows everyone to go back onto the floor, and says, we would like a timeout, and we want to advance the basketball into the front court. Changes the game entirely, those women's basketball rule changes. happened, what, 3 or 4 years ago. We're under a minute. Offensively, you can call a timeout and advance the ball. And so the defenders will be throwing it in, up five with 33.4 seconds remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Well, I told you this one would go down to the buzzer. This women's rivalry has really developed nicely in the past several seasons. 3 years ago, Dort swept Northwestern. Last year, I know the defenders felt like they had Northwestern beat in the second meeting here at Sioux Center, but just couldn't close the deal. Here tonight, Dort with an 87-82 advantage. And they're inbounding the ball in front of me. Well, it's all Concordia in that Concordia College of St. Mary matchup. My goodness, second quarter, 60-19 Concordia. That's in the second quarter. Some other nail biters across the league. Evavold inbounding, drops it in for Van Manen. And Van Manen is promptly fouled, and Jordan will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and Dort will need to make their free throws. You make your free throws, obviously, you help yourself tremendously. Northwestern unbeaten at this point, 6-0. Northwestern is out of timeouts. Two free throws on the way for Jordan. First one, nothing but net. This is the biggie. Get it up to seven. 88-82 right now, so a couple threes could tie it at this point. Second free throw by Van Manen. That one's up and straight through to the bottom of the well. Jordan Van Manen, 9 points for the sophomore from Sioux Center. And the defenders with a three-point lead, a three-possession lead, 89-82. So up three possessions minimum. Northwestern with the basketball, 29 seconds across the timeline is Cunningham. Cunningham gives it up, Bloom, and Bloom loses it. Ball deflected off the official, last touched by Northwestern. And Dort's going to use another timeout with 24.1 seconds remaining. And Coach Bill Harmson using a 30-second timeout. May as well use them. There's no bonus for saving them up. And the defenders will advance the basketball again. 89-82, 24.1 seconds remaining. Dort inbounding in their offensive end. Down on opposite me in front of the student section, which is on its feet. And the defenders with a 7-point lead, they get the ball inbounded to Peyton Harmson. She's promptly fouled, and she can as much as ice it here. Northwestern is out of timeouts. Dort leads 89-82. First free throw on the way for Harmson, up and good. Peyton Harmson makes it 90-82. Defenders leading by eight. Another free throw. This one's up off the heel. No good. Long rebound. It's picked up by Northwestern. Northwestern long pass into the front court. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Tetzloff. Shovels it off to Feenstra. That will be the ball game. 13 seconds remaining. Carly Gustafson is fouled in the backcourt. And the Dort crowd rising to their feet for the moment, sensing the victory at 90-82. The math gets pretty tough to work out now. Gustafson can as much as seal it with two free throws. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Carly. Second free throw for Gustafson. Up, down, 92-82. Dort's going to win it. 13 seconds remaining. Vandervelde into the front court. Vandervelde on the left wing, guarded by Gustafson, blocked by Gustafson for good measure, picked up by Northwestern. Vandervelde, 2.4 seconds left, and the defenders are going to win it. Your final, Dort 92, Northwestern 84. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. I don't know if the men's game can live up to the women's contest tonight. If it does, we'll have another white knuckler like we did last Wednesday. But the Dort Defender women, after a disappointing loss on the road to Morningside, get a bounce back win over Northwestern tonight, 92-84. Dort improves to 8-1 overall, 2-1 in the conference. Northwestern 6-1 overall, 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This game was never out of reach for either team until the final minute, when Dort forged that 7 or 8 point lead, actually led by 11, building the lead to 83-72. That was with about 4 minutes remaining. Northwestern called the timeout, and they came up and scored 7 unanswered to cut that 11 point lead down to 4 at 83-79. The Defenders responded with back-to-back two-point possessions to get the lead back up to 8 at 87-79, and it was never less than a 5-point lead the rest of the way, as the Defenders get the 8-point victory, 92-84. Hot shooting by both teams. Dort, 53% shooting, 38 of 72. 3 of 14 on threes were the Defenders, for just 21%, and 13 of 18 on free throws for 72%. For Northwestern, they were 33 of 64 from the floor, 52%. 4 for 19 on threes, 21%. 14 for 18 on free throws. That comes out to 78%. Rebounds, Dort 41, Northwestern 29. 14 offensive rebounds for the Defenders tonight. Northwestern 23 turnovers, Dort 20. That ends up being a very critical stat, and normally that is one that goes Northwestern's way. Instead, today, Dort, 3 to the positive in terms of turnovers. Scoring totals, Erica Feenstra, 23 points on 11 of 15 shooting. Carly Gustafson, 23 points off of the bench, 9 of 13 from the floor. 12 points for Bailey Beckman, 9 for Bailey Tetzloff, 9 for Jordan Finmanen, 8 for Rachel Evavold, 5 for Ebby Pruitt, 1 for Peyton Harmson, and 2 for Gabby Krakus, for their total of 92 points. For Northwestern, 18 for Sammy Bloom, 18 for Hannah Neerham. Neerham with 17 points in the first half. She cools off for just 1 point in the second half. 17 points for Alexis Turing, 12 for Taylor Vandervelde, 6 for Devin Campbell, 5 for Jada Cunningham, 3 for Maddie Jones, 2 for Emily Danner, and 3 for Bree Skydeman, for their total of 84 points. Bree Skydeman, foul trouble most of the ball game. She never got in sync. She ends up with just 3 points tonight, plays 16 minutes. Rebounds for Dort, they were led by Erica Feenster with 10, 7 for Ebby Pruitt, 6 for Jordan Van Manen, 5 for Rachel Evavold. Assists, Peyton Harmson and Jordan Van Manen each had 4, 3 for Rachel Evavold and 2 for Bailey Beckman. For Northwestern, 5 assists for Taylor Vandervelde. Alexis Turing very active tonight. She ended up with 8 rebounds. Sammy Bloom had 6 rebounds to go along with 3 assists. Northwestern is now 6-1 overall, 2-1 in the conference. Dort, 8-1 overall, 2-1 in GPAC play. No signs of Bill Harmson yet, so we'll take another timeout. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for a check on news headlines and the weather, and hoping that we're able to get Coach Bill Harmson out of the locker room at that point. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort Defenders with a victory tonight over the Northwestern Red Raiders, 92-84. Defenders pulling away with an 11-point lead with about 4 minutes left, and then they hang on to win it, 92-84. Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room. And Coach Harmson, first of all, congratulations. Each win you get in the conference, a cause for at least a mini celebration, if you will. And tonight, your team, an 8-point win over Northwestern. And this one did not come easily by any means, but your team showed some composure in the final minutes and come away with an 8-point win.
Yeah, you know, games like this are really good for us in the long run, and as we continue to go through our season, you know, we haven't had to play, had many opportunities to play with the lead against great teams. And Northwestern's a great team, and so it was really fun to see us execute down the stretch, get some big stops, get some big rebounds, and then do some executing on this end of the floor. It was really fun for me to see as coach.
What allowed you to get that 11-point lead midway through the fourth quarter? What was your team doing well? How did you get that 11-point lead?
We switched how we defended ball screens down that stretch, Mike, and they were hurting us when we were switching on ball screens and just releasing to the basket, so we kind of switched that up a little bit. I thought our challenges on their shots were good, and I just thought we dug a little bit deeper knowing that we had to get those stops. Offensively, you know, we hit a couple threes in that stretch, one from Ebby and one from Carly. And, you know, to only have three threes in a game like this tonight, I would have never guessed it. With Northwestern at four. So, you know, Northwestern really shoots a three well. So I couldn't be prouder of our defense tonight, keeping them off the three-point line.
First half, Hannah Neerham, a post player, came off of the bench and really hurt you, had 17 points. Did you have to address that? Did you have to change what you were doing defensively?
Yeah.
I'm guessing she didn't show up big on the scouting report, but that's one of those deals where you've got to make an adjustment.
Yeah, and she was a recipient of all those points. So we were allowing the drive, we allowed the penetration, which we were able to, you know, she was able to receive a bounce pass and score an unguarded layup. And a lot of those things came off of ball screen action. She beat us down the floor a couple times in transition. And so at halftime, we really challenged the kids on how we were defending the ball screens. Our hands were not up. Our ball pressure wasn't very good. And then, of course, to get back in transition. So in the second half, our guards did a much better job, and I thought our posts did a much better job of helping off and playing with their hands and just having their hands available.
You worry about the moment being too large for young players on a night like tonight. It appears to me you might have a closer in Carly Gustafson. I mean, yep. It's a small sample size, but you've got a kid who's a gamer there the way it looks.
She's just getting better and better, and she loves the game, and she's just so fundamentally she's so solid. She's sneaky quick, and then she can step out and hit a three and hit some big free throws for us, and she's just real confident basketball player. And to have somebody like that as a freshman, Mike, is a real blessing for us. And I'm sure Defender Nation's looking forward to watching her play the next 3 years.
Last week, you got by Wednesday night, and you had a chance at a sweep for a week in GPAC play. You didn't get it at Morningside. You've set yourself up for another situation like that. And that's kind of how I've started to look at things. You look at it a game at a time, but a week at a time. You win on Wednesday night. Saturday becomes a big ball game.
It does. And you know, Briar Cliff comes in, and they're very athletic, and he's got a nice freshman class, and they're going to come in here motivated. I don't know how they did tonight, but it's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a tough battle. It's pretty easy for our team to get up for a Northwestern and a Dakota Wesleyan, so we're going to really rely on our juniors and senior leadership to get us to a point of being successful on Saturday.
Briar Cliff, by the way, did defeat Mount Marty tonight. Final score there, 79 to 72.
Okay.
Coach Harmson, congratulations on the win. Get ready for the next one.
Yes, sir, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Bill Harmson talking about tonight's women's college basketball game. Again, a win for Dort, 82-74. So the defenders improve as I scratch through my standings. 2-1 in the conference, 8-1 overall. They hand Northwestern their first loss of the year, 2-1. And 6-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap. Let's take one more break. Be back with a look at scores, and then we'll dive into the men's contest right after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR.